Good morning, everybody. It is the first Motivational Monday of 2022, and let alone the first Monday of 2022. I wanted to start this Monday off pretty dope for you guys because I know we have those New Year resolutions with the intention to shift some things in our lives this year. By the way, this is your absolute favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the best of the best podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I wanted to get into the concept of setting yourself up with good habits. Now, the reason I named this episode New Year, New Habits instead of New Year, New Me, right, is because our character is developed by what we do every day and how we treat people and how we show up in the world, right? It all starts with our daily habits. Your success is defined by your daily habits because what you do every day towards your goals is a reflection of your mindset. And it doesn't take long to shift your mindset. All you have to do is decide who you're going to be, what you're going to do, and how you're going to do it. How you do one thing is how you do everything. The little things do matter too, people, all right? Just like the things such as waking up first thing in the morning and checking our phone, same thing before we go to sleep, the foods we put into our bodies, the ability to know when it's time to sit down and get to work on a new idea, project, side hustle for yourself, whatever that may be. Your willingness to be grateful for what you have in the present moment is very vital. The first thing I do in the morning after brushing my teeth, washing my face, and making my bed, I pray with pure gratitude, right? The good news about this, about habits, guys, is like, just like bad habits are created and learned over time, it's the same process with creating good habits. You have to do them often enough for it to become second nature to you, like brushing your teeth, taking a shower. These are normal hygiene, you know, hygienic things that a person should do to stay clean. And I assume for you guys that your hygiene is a habit, right? That's the same programming that, you know, that our other positive daily habits should be to you, like second nature. That's how I am with training. I've been working out for so many years to the point where it's not really something I think about choosing to do, right? Should I work out today? Should I not? It's second nature to me, and I get up and do it, and I perceive training as self-care, taking care of my health. And when you do it for superficial reasons, it will for sure be easier to work out for a few days and then stop, or do something and start something for a few days and then stop, because, you know, your purpose for doing things has to have a meaning, because only then you will live by a philosophy of who you are. Don't wake up early just because other people are doing it and it's positive. Don't drink water just because other people are doing it. Have a reason behind why you're doing it. Believe in yourself the most first, regardless of what people think you can or can't do. Wake up early because you have something passionate you want to work on, and wake up early and drink water because it will help you stay hydrated to get through the day. Or if you exercise, drink water because you are restoring your body of what it's made 70% made of, right? What drives you? What gives you special meaning and power to you? Once you answer these questions, you will be able to establish habits that align with your goals and aspirations for yourself. Make a habit of not talking too much about your goals and get to work. Be more about action than talking about what you're gonna do or what you used to do. Eric Thomas said, "You ain't gonna get no bills paid just talking," right? I love him. I've been listening to him for since 2015, since before he's been blowing up on the media recently. I met him in person actually at a conference in Riverside, and a lot of people didn't know him when he was there, which is cool, you know, to see his progress over time. But habits aren't only about what you do. It's about what you say to yourself, the thoughts you decide to linger on in your head. Now, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, people saying, oh, think positive, because sometimes we cannot control our thoughts that just come up, and avoiding these thoughts by acting like you're perfect and quote unquote thinking positive doesn't help your mental health. We got to get into the habit of self-soothing ourselves instead of dismissing ourselves. I used to get upset with myself, you know, when I had negative thoughts or think about something that wasn't helpful to my character. I'd get annoyed, shameful, because I thought I was not supposed to have these thoughts. So because I resisted them, it allowed negative thoughts to grow more and more inside of me. Actually, it's completely normal to have thoughts of insecurity at times, thoughts of unworthiness, fear at moments in your life. It's not about shutting it out and overbearing it with positive stuff. You got to allow yourself to have uncomfortable thoughts. Otherwise, you will always be in constant battle with yourself. Right? Also, making habits of setting boundaries for ourselves from other people that are not good for our lives. It's time to restore our relationship with ourselves and create habits of depending on yourself and God for everything that you want and need for yourself to be the best version of yourself this year. Plan to be better than you were last year, one habit at a time. And with time, consistency, and patience, you will renew and transform your mind, guys. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.